The Columbus City School Board voted last night to accept the largest land swap in its history, in a deal with the city that ends up in a win-win and new construction for both parties. The district is trading the Southside Reeb Elementary School site for a 52-acre parcel on the east side that once held the troubled Woodland Meadows housing complex. It would become the new home of the Afrocentric School, which is currently shoehorned in between Livingston Avenue and I-70-71 downtown. Superintendent Jean Harris says City Council is poised to approve the deal as well.
City Council will be approving it on Monday or in the upcoming weeks, and then there'll be an additional closing, an actual closing for the property.
The city would gain valuable space on the south side that would accommodate plans to build a new community center. Harris says the former Woodland Meadow site would give the kindergarten through 12th grade Afrocentric school twice as much room while keeping the lottery-based school accessible to all parts of the district. Facilities Chief Carol Oshofsky says the new site, which could be open by 2015, could answer several needs.
The district has looked for a long time for a high school site where we could hold regional competitions so it can serve more than just the Afrocentric program from an athletic standpoint. The community is interested in recreational space, both interior and out, and I think we can work with them on some really fun community-based space, whether it's urban gardens or whether it's just play areas for children, basketball, tennis courts, whatever the community thinks would be good amenities. We're happy to work with them on that and turn it into a real feature for the community as well as for the school.
Olshofsky says the district will hold on to the downtown Afrocentric site for the time being, using the building for swing space as other schools are constructed. Part of the site on the east side of Grant Avenue is being leased as parking, something Olshofsky says may become more valuable as construction continues on I-70-71 through downtown. I'm Allison Holm, WCBE News.